surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Purport. Everyone is searching for Krishna in the different aspects of his manifestation. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti effulgence and as the all-pervading super soul dwelling within everything, including particles of atoms. But Krishna is fully realized only by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have him. In the transcendental world also, Krishna reciprocates with his pure devotees in the transcendental attitude, just as the devotee wants him. One devotee may want Krishna as supreme master, another as his personal friend, another as his son, and still another as his lover. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally, according to their different intensities of love for him. In the material world, the same reciprocation of feelings are there, and they are equally exchanged by the Lord with the different types of worshippers. The pure devotees, both here and in the transcendental abode, associate with him in person and are able to render personal service to the Lord and thus derive transcendental bliss in his loving service. As far as those who are impersonalists and who want to commit spiritual suicide by annihilating the individual existence of living entity, Krishna helps also by absorbing them into his effulgence. Such impersonalists do not agree to accept the eternal blissful personality of Godhead. Consequently, they cannot relish the blissful bliss of transcendental personal service to the Lord, having extinguished their individuality. Some of them who are not firmly situated even in the impersonal existence return to this material field to exhibit their dormant desires for activities. They are not admitted into the spiritual planets, but they are again given a chance to act on the material planets. For those who are fruity workers, the Lord awards the desired results of their prescribed duties. As the Yageshwara and those who are yogis seeking mystic powers are awarded such powers. In other words, everyone is dependent for success upon his mercy alone, and all kinds of spiritual process are but different degrees of success on the same path. Unless, therefore, one comes to the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, all attempts remain imperfect. As is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena jajeta purusham param. Whether one is without desires, the condition of the devotees, or one desires of all fruitful results, or is after liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mlitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all will go through the translation once. As all surrendered unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. So this is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita. So oftentimes Prabhupada, he quoted many verses as key verses of Bhagavad Gita. So this is also very, very important verse. And one place Prabhupada explains this verse, he explains, through this we can understand how to attain Lord Krishna. So this verse is in two parts. So first part Krishna explains about the reciprocation. And the second part, how he explains how universality, about how he is all pervading. So everywhere he is reciprocating with everyone. So we should know, like Prabhupada, if you go to the purport, Prabhupada in the beginning he writes, everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspects of his manifestation. So this is a very important thing. So searching for Krishna means, in one sense, Vedanta Sutra explains, Anandamayo Abhyasad. So this is also very important verse in Vedanta Sutra. So Anandamayo Abhyasad means, especially the living entities. There are two kinds of living entities, char and achar, moving and non-moving. And those who are moving, especially human beings, all other species of life, except trees and creepers. So what we see, everyone is looking for some pleasure. So that's why it is called Anandamayo Abhyasat. Shankaracharya explains, Balavastha Krida Asakta, our tendency. So when we are children, so Balavastha Krida Asakta means we are very much into play. Then Yuvavastha Taruni Asakta. So one is engaged with a young girl, roaming here and there. So that is also, he is also trying to seek some pleasure. But he explains, when we grow old, Vriddhavastha Chintamagna. So Vriddhavastha Chintamagna means, if one is not a devotee, so he is completely in anxiety. So, but ultimately what we see, even if one is dying, in another verse Shankaracharya quotes, Angam Galitam Falitam Mundam Dashana Heenam Vriddhoyapi Gritva Dandam. So what he explains, that a man, his complete body he has emaciated, his hairs they have gone white, all his teeth are fallen, he can't see, he is holding a rod, he is walking. Tadapi munchita ashana klesha. That means, he explains, still his tendency to enjoy has not diminished. So what we see, material world, what Prabhupada explains, everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspects of his manifestation. So Prabhupada explains about jnanis, karmis, yogis, ashtanga yogis. So in today's material world, what we see, like people are looking for money, education, good home, good wife, good family, good food. So many things are there. Like if you ask in today's world, so what is the highest thing you want to achieve in life? So different people will tell different things. If you see in a different aspect, so people have different aspects of enjoying the life. So this is how, what we see in material world, everyone is trying to enjoy, but people, they don't understand, they are trying to enjoy Krishna in a different way. They are trying to enjoy Krishna, the same one supreme, they are trying to enjoy in different matter. So in the Shastras it is mentioned that for one object there is a different perception. Like one thing you are seeing from different angles. The example is given of a woman. Supposing a woman is going, so for that woman, a child, what will it will see as a mother. So a yogi will see as a human, female body. So, but a sense enjoyer, he will see is a sense object. But a tiger, what tiger will see? A woman, his food. It is one object, but perception is different. So similarly, in material world, everyone is caught in different aspects. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are three levels of realizing absolute truth. Though in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one nice verse. So So it explains Vadanti Tat Vidas Tatvam Yajnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagwaniti Shabdete. That means the absolute truth can be realized in three aspects: Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan. Brahman means the effulgence of the Lord. Paramatma means all pervading, seated in everyone's heart. Bhagwan means locally, like he's as a person. So these are the three grades of understanding the Lord. So now it differs from person to person, what is their level. Like a primary school boy, he can understand 1 to 100. So he don't know what is trigonometry, algebra, arithmetics. So only that is his level of understanding. So similarly, when it comes to understanding the absolute truth, so there are three aspects. So those who are on the lower level, what they will say, the Lord means just light, some light. So then little higher, those are yogis meditating. So what they are meditating, yogi nam api sarvesham, tad mad gatir antaratma. Those are meditating on the Paramatma form. And what is the highest? That is Bhagwan, the Supreme Lord. Like Prabhupada gives a good example. Like you are seeing a hill from a long distance. What you see? Just everything green. Everything looks green. But if you go near the hill, then you will get to know there are rivers flowing, there are trees, animals, birds. If you go more further, you can see more clearly. So similarly, in the material world, so we see there are different grades of people, and according to their understanding, they can understand the Supreme Lord. But the highest understanding we should know is Bhagwan. Krishna is the person. He can reciprocate. So today's verse, why Prabhupada quotes this verse? Because Bhagwan means in that aspect he can reciprocate. And he is doing that time immemorial, but all can't understand. So Prabhupada explains, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization. Anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire. One, whatever kind of one desire one person has. So if we see in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we are in Vrindavan, and if we see Krishna is the center of everyone. Krishna is the center. Now if you go to most of the Brajavasi's house, so every Brajavasi, they have at least one Shaligram Shila or Girraj Shila. So whatever they eat, at least they offer. Now also the tradition is continuing. Then whatever festivals are there, they are celebrating. These festivals are Krishna centered. Either it is Janmashtami, Radhashtami, whatever festivals they are celebrating. So this way, what we see for Brajavasi, Krishna is the center. Similarly, all the gopis, the cowherd boys, if even for the cows, the birds, the trees, creepers. So in the Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami explains, so all the bees, the breeze, sunshine, moonshine, even the river, the earth, what is their main this thing? Is just how to give pleasure to Krishna. So their main this thing motto is give pleasure to Krishna. So here what we see, they, Krishna is for them, he is in the center. But material world, what we see, everyone is self-centered. Everyone is looking for how he can enjoy to the best of his capacity. So that you see in human kingdom and animal kingdom also. So even if you see some trees, when there is a big tree, another tree can't grow there. It will be very thin. So this material world, what we see, everywhere there is a competition. So Prabhupada explains that Krishna reciprocates according to different degrees with the fruitive workers, as a Yageshwara, with impersonalists. So he gives them liberation in Brahma Jyoti. Then there are certain different kind of people, yogis, then he gives them mystic power. So Prabhupada further explains that, but where it comes to the devotees, So devotees, they want to exchange five kinds of rasa with the Lord. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and also Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that these five rasas which are there, which are exchanged in the spiritual world, is called Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakiras, Vasilaras, and Madhuraras. And on a higher level, if we see, so there are another 12 secondary rasas. So Krishna, what we see, he exchanges these rasas with the devotees and also with the others according to what is their desire, like Bhishma Dev. So he is also a devotee of the Lord. Bhishma Dev, he wants to enjoy with the Lord in a chivalry, in a fighting mood. So also Krishna reciprocates with him. So there is one nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So when Lord Krishna and Balram, along with Nanda Maharaj, some cowherd boys, they went to Mathura for this wrestling festival. Actually, Kamsa, because what he saw, that he couldn't kill Krishna and Balram despite sending so many demons. So what he thought, okay, let me bring them in Mathura and I have nice five wrestlers. First I'll try to kill them by this elephant. If that doesn't work, then I have these five wrestlers and they can easily kill them. So that was his idea. So when Krishna and Balram, they entered this arena, wrestling arena, so Sukadeva Goswami, he quotes a very nice verse. So Sridhar Swami, he explains that Krishna, he exchanged 10 rasas. Krishna, so this is one nice verse. Mallanam asnayanidam naravara shrinam smaro murtiman gopanam svajano satam kshiti bhujam shastra sva pitro shishu mrityurbhojapate virad avidusham tatvam param yoginam vrishtinam paradeviteti vidito rangam gata sagrajah. So it is mentioned that there were various groups of people in the arena and they regarded Krishna and Balram in different ways. So it is mentioned that when Krishna and Balramji, they entered after killing the elephant, when they came inside the stadium there. So it is mentioned the wrestlers, first the wrestlers they saw, Krishna and Balram. So what was their reaction? They felt it like Krishna is like thunderbolt, lightning. They found they are very quick, not so easy. So then the men of Mathura, the citizen of Mathura, especially men, so they found best of males. In today's world we call Mr. Universe, whatever it is. So because they saw Krishna's figure, Krishna and Balram, their body had the best figure. So then on the third, it is mentioned level, the women, especially all the women of Mathura, so they saw Krishna's beauty, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. They saw Krishna as Cupid personified in person. They saw so the beauty of Krishna, they got enamored by Krishna's beauty. Then the cowherd boys who had gone there, cowherd men from Vrindavan, so there it is mentioned that some cowherd boys and some elderly cowherd men had gone. So what they saw, Krishna and Balram, oh, they are from our Vrindavan. They found them, what they thought, they are our relatives. So in India, this is one kind of thing. So whenever you go for certain thing, people ask where you are from. So they Gawala, they say Gawala. And if they come to know you are from certain place, then your friendship becomes too intense. So what they found, Krishna and Balram, they are like their relatives. Then there were many other rulers who had come there to witness this. So the impious rulers, they found Krishna and Balram to be like chastisers. They found they are like chastisers. What they found, that they will also get nice beating. So later on what we see, his parents, Krishna and Balram's parents were there. Vasudev, Devaki, Nanda Maharaj was there, of course. So what they saw, Krishna and Balram, they saw, yes, this is our child. Then it is mentioned that Kamsa, Bhoja, Bhojapati. Kamsa, what he saw, Krishna? As death personified. What he saw, yes, my death has come. Then it is mentioned that unintelligent people who were there, so they found Krishna as the, they saw Krishna as a universal form, capable of doing everything, anything. Then the yogis, there were yogis also were there. So what they found Krishna to be absolute truth. And ultimately it is mentioned, there were Vrishnis. Vrishnis means the people from Krishna's side, Yadus. They found Krishna as the supreme worshipable deity. So Sridhar Swami, he explains, so these are the 10 attitudes in which people, they saw Krishna and Balram. So he quotes one verse. Raudro adbhuta cha shringaro hasyam viro daya tatha bhayankaras cha bhivastaha shanta sa prema bhaktitaha. So what he explains, that those who are assembled there, they saw Krishna and Balram in these 10 different moods. He explains, first fury, pursued by wrestlers, wonder by men, conjugal attraction, the women, laughter, the cowherd boys, then chivalry, the kings, mercy, the parents, terror, Kamsa, ghastliness, the unintelligent, peaceful neutrality, the yogis, and loving devotion, the Vrishnis. So this is what Sridhar Swami, he quotes. Then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also, he quotes on this verse. So he points out that people like the wrestlers, Kamsa, and the impious rulers, they perceived Krishna as dangerous, angry, threatening, because they failed to understand Krishna's actual position. So they couldn't understand the actual position of Lord Krishna. Then he explains that Lord Krishna is everyone's friend and well-wisher. But because we rebel against him, he chastises us, and thus we perceive him as threatening. Krishna or God is actually merciful, and he punishes us. That is also his mercy. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that when Krishna, he kills a demon, that is also a mercy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also, he quotes, he explains that raso vai saha rasam ya evayam labadvanti bhavati. So he explains that he himself, Krishna, is rasa, the taste of everyone, the taste of mellow of particular relationship. And certainly one who achieves this rasa becomes anadi, filled with bliss. So he quotes Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So Rup Goswami, he elaborates on this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he explains that Krishna, he reciprocates with the devotees in the 5 primary rasas, and there are 7 secondary rasas. So what he explains, in other words, our love and affection are actually meant for Krishna. Unfortunately, out of ignorance, we are stubbornly trying to squeeze happiness and love out of material relationships, which are not directly connected to Krishna, and thus life becomes constant frustration. The solution is simple: surrender to Krishna, love Krishna, Krishna's devotees, be Krishna's devotees, and be happy forever. This is what Rupa Goswami explains. So in material world, everyone is rebellious, everyone is more or less in this material world people. So that's why people, they can't understand what Krishna is. So Prabhupada has given about 3 lectures. So he explains that ye yathamam prapadyante, just we'll listen about 4 minutes. So
earlier material position is to be controlled by Krishna, but because we have revolted against Krishna, therefore we are servants of servant is my nature. That what is called Vijathamanta. If you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna controls you. He takes care of you. But if you do not surrender to Krishna, but your position is to surrender, you have to surrender to the laws of material nature and you will control. లేకపోతే జీవితాల అంకుబద్దంతే మాంకుబద్దంతే కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణస్ ఎనర్జీ శక్తి శక్తి మొదలు అభిన్న కృష్ణస్ ఎనర్జీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కంట్రోల్ దుర్గ సృష్టి స్థితి ప్రళయ సాధన శక్తి రేఖా ఛాయస్ భువనాన్ని బృహత్తి దుర్గ దుర్గ ఐదు శక్తి ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎనర్జీ షీ హాజ్ గాట్ ఆల్సో ఇమెన్స్ పవర్ సృష్టి స్థితి ప్రళయ సాధన మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ క్రియేటింగ్ మెయింటైనింగ్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ సృష్టి స్థితి ప్రళయ శక్తి ఛాయ బట్ షీ ఈజ్ యాక్టింగ్ under the direction of Krishna. Maya dhakshina prakriti swati sa characha. Material energy is very strong, very powerful, you can know that. If there is a strong storm immediately, so many houses, so many trees and plants can immediately be uprooted. Material nature. If there is big storm in the ocean, it can inundate many cities, many towns. Material energy is very, very strong. That is stated, Devi Jesa Gunamani Mahumayata. So we are under the control of material. Here the scientists he knows how much we are controlled by the material nature. The material nature is also Krishna. Material nature, because material nature is the energy of Krishna, just like this light is distributing illumination. So this illumination is also light. The illumination is coming from the light, therefore, so far illumination is concerned, there is in the lamp as well as in the universe. So energy is not different from the energy. But if you want to be controlled by the energy, Krishna says, yes, you be controlled. And if you want to be controlled by Krishna, Krishna says, yes. Therefore he says, jīva-dhāmān prabhadyanti. It is up to you. But you will be controlled, there is no independence, there is no independence. You will be controlled, there is no nature. You cannot be controller, that is not possible. Either you will be controlled by me, personally, or you will be controlled, just like government. A person may say, I don't care for government, I don't like government. That you can say, but you are controlled. If you go against the government, immediately you will be arrested and put into the jail, you will be controlled. You can say, like a madman, that I don't want to be controlled, I don't care for God. There is not possible. See, therefore, Vidya-dhāmān. If you want to be controlled by the prison house, then Krishna says, yes, you be controlled. And if you want to be controlled by the civic laws,
So here what we see, Prabhupada is often quoting Yathamam Prabhadyante. So if we don't surrender to Krishna, then material nature is there. So like one time, one devotee, he was telling that his father, he sent him for a higher education. So he told his father, don't worry, I'll take care. But his father, he told some well-wisher, have a look on my son, just keep a watch on my son. So here also what we see, so although if we don't want to be controlled by Krishna, but Krishna's energy is there. Devi esha gunamai mama maya durattaya. And what I see, that Prabhupada has quoted this verse countless times. And I collected few quotes from Prabhupada on different lectures. So what Prabhupada quotes, since Lord Krishna is very kind to everyone, the impersonalists who accept bhakti as means of merging into existence of the Lord in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti are also awarded their desired destination. So Prabhupada quotes, E ne Aravinda Vimuktamanina. So someday what they think, yes, I am now liberated, I am free. So for such people Krishna gives impersonal liberation, because they want like that. So then Prabhupada, one place he quotes, that according to, he quotes Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, there are two classes of Paramahansas, namely Brahmanandis, impersonalists, and Premanandis, devotees. And both, they are awarded their desired destination. So now here he explains how a devotee, one is impersonal, one is devotee. So according to their desire, the Lord gives them the whatever they want, what kind of liberation. So Prabhupada further he quotes one place, the Lord reveals himself proportionately to the advancement of quality of devotional service. So regarding this quote, this verse, what Prabhupada explains, so according to our advancement, ye yathamam prapadyante means how much I am advanced in devotional service. So what we see that in Krishna's, again, Vrindavan pastimes, there are many pastimes what we see during Krishna's manifest pastime. So more or less what we see, the Brajavasis, they were surrendered to Krishna in all aspects, 24 hours. So there are lot many pastimes. What we see, the yagic brahmanas and their wives. This is a very peculiar verse, matches to this. This is a peculiar pastime, we can see. It correlates with today's verse. These brahmanas, when Krishna and Balram, they sent cowherd boys to get some prasad, they just neglected the cowherd boys. But when the boys again they went, as sent by Krishna, to the wives of the yagic brahmanas, so they knew about Krishna. They immediately reacted. So here what we see, they knew what Krishna and Balram were, whereas yagic brahmanas, they were fearful of Kamsa. So they didn't reciprocate. So there are many pastimes in Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, like forest fire, Govardhan Leela, where what we see, even the Kaliya pastime. So there what we see, the Brajavasis, they were totally surrendered unto Krishna. And they had complete faith in Krishna. So there are many verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So where Sukadeva Goswami explains, anything happens, immediately they will call for Krishna and Balram. Like a small kid, for anything it will call mother. Immediately it will call only mother, no nurse or no other, no third party it will call. The child will directly, it knows only how to call mother. So what we see in Krishna's this Vrindavan pastimes, so there are, just I'll speak two verses, very nice verses. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga He Rama Mita Vikarmana Esha Grahatamo Vinitas Twakam Grastam Hi Naha. So this is in regard to the pastime where it is mentioned that when the forest fire took place and it was covering inside, the forest fire was coming inside where the cows and Brajavasis were there, and what they found, they can't get out from that forest fire. So immediately they called for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. Then what happened? So Krishna said, okay, now you are calling me to help you. Okay, close your eyes. So immediately all the cowherd men, all they closed their eyes. And Krishna, he swallowed that forest fire. And when they opened the eyes, what they saw? There was not even smoke. Forget about the fire. So again, if you see in Govardhan Leela, same verse, same similar verse. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabho Tratum Arasi Devan Naha Kubitad Bhakta Vassala. So when Indra, he sent the rain, so all the cowherd men and women, they again addressed Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga. What they said, O most fortunate one, please deliver us and the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us. So this is what we see, that here in one sense, ye yathamam prapadyante means, because they are totally surrendered. In one sense, they were 100% surrendered. Not that they were looking here and there. So when it comes to Draupadi's pastime, so there are many commentaries given. Now, why in this particular pastime, why Krishna delayed, why Krishna didn't react? So if you go in depth in this pastime, so when the Pandavas and Kauravas, they were playing the dice game, so this was one trick of Duryodhana and Shakuni to win over the Pandavas. So ultimately what happened when Yudhishthira, he staked Draupadi, and when Dushasana, he was told by Duryodhana to get Draupadi. So Dushasana at point, he wanted to disrobe her. So what happened? First Draupadi, she was holding her sari. So then she found she can't do it. Then she looked at her husbands, five husbands, because they were slaves, so they couldn't help. Then she looked at this elderly people, Bhishma, Drona, whatever is Dhritarashtra, he was blind. So what she found, okay, they also can't help me. So what to do now? So ultimately she said, okay, she called, she put her both hands and she called, hey Govinda. So that time what we see, Krishna immediately, he left Dwarka, he immediately attended to Draupadi. So it is mentioned that one time when Krishna, he came to Hastinapur, see Draupadi, she rebuked Krishna, she chastised Krishna, why did you delay? So Krishna, he said, how come you say I delayed? So Krishna, he told, first you are trying to save yourself, then you are looking at your husbands, then you are looking at the elderly people. So what I thought, they will help you, you will help yourself. There are so many others you are looking for help. So I thought, why I should intervene in between. So then she could understand, yes. In first instance, she should have taken the help of Krishna. So here we should know that yes, in all walks of life, that we should be always, our first priority should be to call for Krishna, no one else. This we should learn from the Prajavasis. So, in one place what Prabhupada quotes, Lord reciprocates by giving himself unto the devotees. Krishna, he becomes the sold out servant. So, again Prabhupada in one place he writes, everyone is at liberty to desire as he likes. But the desire is fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Everyone is independent to think or desire. But the fulfillment of one's desire is dependent on the Supreme Lord. This law is expressed especially, man proposes and God disposes. There are many stories on this aspect. Like we propose. So there, Prabhupada quotes one story that in one pastime, it is mentioned that Uddhava, he was one of the Vasus. And Uddhava, he desired the association of the Lord. In one of his another life, he was Vasu, Uddhava. And he desired the association of Krishna. And in Krishna's pastime, Uddhava, he got a direct association of the Lord. So again, Prabhupada, he quotes one place that he explains, although the Lord is equally kind to every living being, the living beings for their own part are able to please the Lord to either a greater or lesser extent. So Prabhupada writes, the demigods are called Sakama devotees or devotees with material desires in mind, while the pure devotees are called Nishkama devotees because they have no desire for their personal interest. What we see, the demigods, why they are doing all this job ruling, because they are getting their sense gratification. Any demigod from Indra to Chandra, we don't want to quote their pastimes. So what Prabhupada explains that in devotees also there is a categorization. There, Indra is a Sakama devotee. So in one Indra's pastime against Vritrasura, what Prabhupada quotes, both Indra and Vritrasura are certainly devotees of the Lord. Although Indra took instructions from Vishnu to kill Vritrasura, the Lord was actually more favorable to Vritrasura because after being killed by Indra's thunderbolt, Vritrasura would go back home, back to Godhead. Whereas the victorious Indra would rot in the material world. Because both of them were devotees, the Lord awarded them respective benedictions they wanted. Vritrasura never wanted material possessions, for he knew very well the nature of such possessions. So here also what we see, the difference between Indra and Vritrasura. So then we see in one of Narad Muni's pastime in the first canto, so Prabhupada quotes that every soul has a personal relationship with Krishna, although not all recognize this fact. For those who do not know Krishna personally, comes forward to reciprocate. How Krishna reciprocates is not within our control. So now many times we can't understand how our life is going on, how Krishna will reciprocate. It is very difficult. Like oftentimes Vrindavan, it is very difficult to pursue many people, because many times they have tough time. They can't understand what is happening in Vrindavan. One time one Maharaj was telling, so you have to be very particular in Vrindavan, careful. Krishna may test you in any way. So you have to be very, very careful while in Vrindavan. So here, Prabhupada explains in a famous story, the devotee Narada Muni, Krishna appeared before him and then chose to disappear. Just Krishna, he gave one glance. Then Krishna disappeared. Krishna wanted to increase Narada's hankering for him. So this is another way of reciprocating. So what we see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrit, also there are many pastimes. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, when Nimai Pandit, he was getting married with Vishnu Priya. So many demigods they came, and many people, different people from different walks of life, from Brahmanas, all kind of people they were coming. But they were coming with different desires. People were coming with different desires. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reciprocated with them according to their desires. And what we see in this great epic Mahabharata. So when it was decided that Pandavas, they will wage a war. So somehow Duryodhana, he came to know Arjuna is going to Dwarka to take help from Krishna. So now you can see, when actually he took a shortcut and he came before Krishna to Dwarka. So when Arjuna came, that time Krishna was sleeping, he was taking rest. So Duryodhana, he came and he sat near the head of Lord Krishna. And Arjuna, being a devotee, he sat near the feet. So it was certain that when Krishna woke up, what he saw first was Arjuna sitting in the front, in bottom. And Duryodhana, he spoke out, "Are mai pehle aaya tha, I came before him." So Krishna said, "Okay, no problem. Because both of you have come for help. Now you tell me how I can help both of you." So now here what we see, Duryodhana, he came with a desire to have the Vrishnis. It is mentioned that there were two Akshunis of Sena, with the Yadus. So Duryodhana, he wanted Krishna's army. And whereas Arjuna, what he wanted? Only Krishna. So here you can see, ye yathamam prapadyante. Krishna, he didn't deny both. Krishna, he said, okay. Krishna, he told Arjuna that I am not going to lift a weapon. So Arjuna said, okay, you just become my charioteer. So Duryodhana said, okay, then I'll take your army. See how he's acting in a trickery. So he was a great politician in one sense. So he said, okay, if your army is worthless, if you are not using, so then let me take the army. Okay, I'll take your army. Let me use it. So that was his desire. So Krishna, he reciprocated also with Duryodhana. He could have told, okay, no, I'm not going to give the army. Get lost. No. So, but Krishna, he also fulfilled his desire. So, in Prahlad Maharaj, this prayers, Prahlad Maharaj, he gives one nice quote. He explains, "Unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friend and enemies, the favorable and the unfavorable. Because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service. Exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desire and makes no distinction between the lower and higher." So this is what Prahlad Maharaj explains. Also in the Gajendra's prayers, Gajendra also he makes a similar prayer. After worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are interested in the four principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, obtain for him what they desire. What then is to be said of other benedictions? Indeed, sometimes the Lord gives a spiritual body to such ambitious worshipper. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unlimitedly merciful, bestow upon me the benediction of liberation from the present danger and from the materialistic way of life. Actually, when Gajendra and the crocodile, they were fighting, it is mentioned that they were fighting for 100 celestial years. Ultimately, Gajendra could understand, okay, now I can't fight anymore. So ultimately, he remembered the Lord. So now again, we see the churning of the ocean. Here also, the similar, Eyathamam Prapadyante. So Prabhupada writes, the place, then here you can see the five things are similar with the demons and the demigods. The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, activity and ambition. There are six objectives. That is what is the place, time, cause, purpose, activity and ambition were the same for both demons and demigods. But the demigods achieved one result and the demon another. That means they didn't get the nectar. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the Supreme Lord, they could very easily drink the nectar, get its results. The demon, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the results as they desired. So, what we see sometimes, the Lord, he takes sides of the devotee. That also we should understand. So, this is what we were on the first part of this verse. So, if we want to see the second part, Mama Vartamanu Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasha. So, here Krishna, he explains, yes, everyone has to depend on Krishna, ultimately. Even if one thinks that, yes, he is dependent on demigods, even the demigods, they have to take proper permission, like what we see when Hiranyakashipu was given all these benedictions by Brahma. So, in the end, after killing Hiranyakashipu, Narsingdev, he told Brahma, don't do this mistake again, giving any kind of benediction. So, ultimately what we see, everyone, mama vartumana vartante means, ultimately everyone has to depend on Krishna. What Prabhupada explains, in responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one's desire, one's surrender. That which is revealed to one who fully surrenders is different from that which is revealed to one who is surrendered partially. Everyone naturally surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. The conditioned soul surrendered to the laws of nature in material existence. But when one fully surrenders to the Lord, material nature does not act upon him. Such a fully surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here again Prabhupada quotes Mama Vartamanu Vartante. That means when we are surrendered to unto the Lord, then material nature will not take care. Sorry, it will not act on us. Especially when we are devoted to the Lord. So otherwise the material nature is there always to take care. Especially those who are demoniac, those who are rebelling. So material nature is always there to chastise. So in the scripture it is mentioned material nature is like a mother and she is like the nurse. So as a mother, the material nature is, she is giving us everything. The light, air, water, food. And oftentimes she gives us three vidatap, adhyatmik, adidaivik, adibhautik. So this is also given by material nature. And when it comes to the devotees, so when those who are fully surrendered to the Lord, to the will of the Lord, so they will not be troubled. Prabhupada gives one good example. During the Second World War, when the Britishers, they were ruling India, so that time Prabhupada was in Calcutta. So he was working for some Bose Industries. And what Prabhupada found, that most of the devotees, they didn't have to go much hardship. Most of the devotees, they could survive. Because the Britishers, they purchased all grains. And they were telling, you join the army, then we'll give you the ration, food. But the devotees somehow they did not, they somehow had a good time, somehow they could didn't have much tough time compared to the other people who died out of hunger. So here again we should know that the Lord oftentimes he gives us the warning. Like in Mahabharata, there's one nice verse. When Lord Ram he wanted to kill ultimately Ravana. This is one of the very outspoken verse. Also it is quoted in the 10th canto. Sakradeva prapannoyas tavasmeti iti yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat vratam mama. So it is mentioned that Lord Ram he gave a warning in Lanka. He made an open declaration. Whether it be Ravana or Kumbhakarna or anyone, even Vibhishan, if they surrender unto me right away, I'll give them abhaydhan, fearlessness. So this is my verdict. This is what Lord Ram told. So we should know that in material world, ultimately everyone has to depend on the Lord. What is the second part here? Krishna explains, "Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasha." So especially this is related to especially human beings who are on a higher level compared to other living entities. So other living entities, more or less what we see, they are taken care by the material nature. But as a human being, we are on a higher level. So we should know here that Krishna, he wants us to surrender, and for that we have to have a full faith. So Prabhupada often he quotes, yes, unless we have complete faith, we can't surrender. And those who are surrendered, they will not have a tough time in the material world. And this way Krishna reciprocates according to our surrender, to the degree of our surrender. So to that degree Krishna will reciprocate with us. So Hare Krishna. So anyone has any comment, question on this particular verse? So Prabhupada, this is quoted around more than 280 times in the folio. So different places Prabhupada has given different way of understanding. So Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Hare Krishna.